Once again, we have the privilege today, of which we celebrate these days, which are Ferie, after the great feast of the commemoration of all souls, of all the souls in purgatory. And of course, if we pray for the souls, it's the ones in purgatory. We can't pray for anybody else. They're praying for us, and they're very grateful to us for our prayers. In addition, of course, we have other feast days, which we're not celebrating, but I would just mention them. One is the very young Passionist seminarian, Blessed Pio Campidelli, who followed in the footsteps of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, but died at the age of 21. It was God's will that he should go. And then, of course, we have the feast of the very, very popular and great Spanish saint from Seville, St. Angela of the Cross, who founded an order to take care mostly of the old. And her mother house, which is in Seville, is filled with nuns. And everywhere you go, and in Rome, you see them walking around. And the Holy Father, in the old days, would command, even today, of course, how wonderful it was to see a traditional-looking nun. They wear everything, the wimple and the whole works. And her particular charism, Angela of the Cross, to suffer with Christ at the foot of the cross, and in so doing, to help those who are sick and dying, especially the old, who have no one to take care of them, the poor old. Rich old people can afford nursing homes and whatnot, but the ones she takes care of have nothing. And they sleep on the floor, and they do many, many penances. Her order of the cross, St. Angela of the Cross, I have one of her relics in my chambers, and also, of course, I have been to pray at her tomb, and she is incorrupt. Her successor is also incorrupt, and many other of her sisters are blessed or saints already. So her work has definitely taken off, and she was totally from the 20th century. Then the communists would not touch her. They respected her so much. And the other one, which of course is very, very important to the history of salvation, it is the feast day of Saints Zachary and Elizabeth, the parents of St. John the Baptist. So we have many, many wonderful saints, and there are many others. I can't remember or speak about each one. We have started throughout this weekend. We will continue till we finish, because every single day will be a Requiem Mass. It's a great privilege for us to look at the different verses of the wonderful sequence, the Dies Irae. And of course, we've come now several verses down. What shall I, wretched, then say? Whom shall I invoke as protector, when even the just shall hardly be secure? Even the just shall be judged. And they tremble too, because they don't know that they are just. They don't know that they are saints. Anyone who thinks he is a saint or she is a saint is absolutely not a saint. And they are in purgatory, perhaps, asking for our prayers. O King of awful majesty, in the real sense of the word awful or awesome, as Mother Angelica would call everything awesome, and a lot of people did that for a while, and I always thought, what is the nonsense? Awesome. Awful is something that brings awe, which brings fear, that makes you tremble, your legs tremble and your knees rattle. Who of thy free gift savest them that are to be saved? Save me, O fount of mercy. He saves all those that are saved. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And of course, we have as many popes, including saints, St. Pius X, St. John Paul II, Pius XI, Benedict XV, have proclaimed Mary the mediatrix of all graces, the co-redemptrix of mankind. And who is anyone to dare insult the Holy Mother of God? The wrath of God will fall upon them. Remember, O loving Jesus, O Jesu Pie. That's such a beautiful prayer in Latin. Jesu Pie. O loving Jesus, that for my sake that is come upon the earth. It is for our sakes that he became man. Through the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mediatrix of all graces. Let me not then be lost on that day. Let not everything that thou hast done with the Blessed Mother, that thou hast suffered with the Blessed Mother, co-redemptrix, let not everything that thou hast done be lost, be waste. Remember, O loving Jesus, again, yes, to Pia, that for my sake that is come upon the earth. In search of me, thou sadest down, weary, suffering the cross, thou didst redeem me. Let not so great a labor be in vain. So many of us waste everything that we have been given, everything that we have. We need to be like the saints. Not that we should think that we are saints, we are not. And if we think we are saints, we are certainly not. But we are in the process of being saints, with a desire of being saints. But then let us not waste anything, so that nothing that God has done, that the Blessed Mother has done, be wasted on us. Remember that, because you shall be judged on that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.